him. Everybody else has a restaurant walking up and down. And my fellow judges also came. And my provincial came. And then he was all dressed up in a light brown suit. Shining, light brown shoes. A nice red tie. My provincial superior. Of course, I was dressed like a priest in my black suit on and a Roman collar. Soon as he got to the restaurant, he saw me and he greeted me. Good evening, priest. Smile. I said, good evening. But sisters, words can be more painful than a dagger in your heart. You try to be faithful to all Lord. And sisters, you're going to pay for it. Okay? And then the secret is to tell our Lord, thanks. This is what the atheist attitude is all about. After the grace of God comes especially from the Holy Eucharist, we could not practice the patience that Jesus Christ expects of those who call themselves his believers. I've said this, I never think too often. The first 3 centuries of Christianity are called the Age of Martyrs. Well, our century is the Age of Martyrs. Whenever we are speaking on the Holy Eucharist, Jesus Christ is present as the miracle worker. He told us not to be afraid. I have overcome the world. He also told us, and this is the church's official interpretation, I am with you all days, even to the end of the world. There is he with us in the Eucharist. And sisters, no words of mine, no way, can tell you what Christ wants you to deeply believe. He himself must tell you. And if he uses a sinner like me to tell you what you need to know. Sisters, we need Jesus Christ in the Eucharist to live. If we will die a martyr's death, wonderful. But we better all be ready to live martyrs' lives. And remember, and God became man, as we know, he was crucified. But crucified by whom? By human beings. And either we ought to expect, I use that verb deliberately, either we ought to expect to be crucified by human beings and thus become more and more like the Jesus whom we love, or I repeat, the living in an unreal world. We need miraculous graces to endure patiently the crosses that God will send us, which our faith tells us He won for us by His death on the first Good Friday. These graces are being conferred, as we know, in three ways, but especially through the sacrifice of the Mass, which is, as we know, the principal source we receive to live lives of sacrifice, to give up what we want, and not just endure, and even embrace what would be the last thing on earth even now. 1 more minute by the clock, then following. And sisters, that is one. Sister Frederick, you should be back to the next class. In any case, I have said this implicitly before. I haven't said this to Sister Frederick. I don't think I've said it yet to Sister Nilma. But every chance, sisters, every chance you get, hear a second Mass on the same day and do what? And receive Holy Communion whenever you can. Sisters, I have no authority in the mysteries of charity. All that I have is my faith and my faith convictions. Now we need to embrace the cross in our lives. And sisters, and love it. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et tus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei. Ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostrae. Mater dolorosa, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen. Now, sisters,